Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Good morning. Welcome to 49ers in 5, your daily update on everything happening with the team that you need to know. I'm Rob Stats Guerrero. Today is Friday, March 15th, 2024. Here's what's happening with your San Francisco 49ers. The wide receiver trade rumors simply will not go away. First, Jason Okafor said that the Ravens had made calls to the 49ers about the possibility of trading for Deebo Samuel. Ravens general manager Eric DaCosta said that that was fiction and that it never happened, but LaConfora went on 95.7 The Game and doubled down on the assertion.
There are definitely teams out there that believe, when all is said and done, that there might be a price that you could pry Deebo out of there. And people get traded in this league all the time. I mean, Wayne Gretzky's been traded. Professional sports is professional sports. So when teams see another team that might be in a bit of a quandary with a player at that position, it's only natural that calls start coming in. What they ultimately do, are they absolutely dead set on having Ayuk and Deebo there long term? It certainly seems like that's their mindset for now, but it's a long off season, and I don't think that until that thing's resolved and until there's some certainty there, I think they're going to continue to have periodically teams calling to offer this or offer that, or to at least explore, hey, what would it take?
Deebo wasn't the only 49ers receiver mentioned in trade talks. Brandon Ayuk also has rumors swirling around him, mainly to the Jacksonville Jaguars. Mia O'Brien covers the Jags for 1010XL in Florida, and she tweeted that there is, quote, mutual interest between the Jaguars and Ayuk's team. That's a very interesting report because Ayuk's under contract for the 49ers. So anybody from the Jaguars reaching out to him or his team is flat out tampering, and that would entitle the 49ers to a draft pick. We'll see if the NFL actually investigates or just does what it usually does when there are tampering allegations. Nothing. We always give you one thing to read, one thing to watch, and one thing you might have missed. One thing to read on this Friday, our old friend Mike Silver is at it again. His latest article has a couple of juicy tidbits in it. First, one about Talanoa Hufanga possibly losing his starting job. And two, the Brandon Ayuk situation may get messy before it gets resolved. Particularly, Silver says, if he requests a trade like Deebo Samuel did. If you want to read the full article, click the link in the description of this episode. One thing to watch, the 49ers announced every roster move that we have heard about to this point yesterday, except one. Leonard Floyd is not technically official. I'm wondering if the 49ers need to do a little more maneuvering before that can actually be official. So John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan may make some news tomorrow to make sure everything is copacetic and get Leonard Floyd under the cap. One thing you may have missed, some names you know have found new homes. First of all, Ray McCloud is going to the Atlanta Falcons. 2 years up to $6 million. Eric Armstead is reuniting with the general manager that drafted him and Trent Baalke in the Jacksonville Jags. And the Dolphins have signed cornerback Kendall Fuller for 2 years, $16.5 million. He was a possible target for the 49ers at nickel. So if the Niners are going to make another move and some additions, they better move quick because names are coming off the board fast and furious. That's a wrap on today's 49ers in 5. Please rate, review, and follow the Gold Standard Podcast Network. Like and subscribe to our YouTube channel as well. If you click the bell, you'll get notified every single time we go live, which is every single weekday for you. Today, I will be with Michelle Majuk of the NFL Network, 9:15 a.m. Pacific time. We'll react to all of this stuff and God knows what else, because seemingly every day there's something new. You know, the Niners are never boring. Enjoy your Friday and your weekend, everybody. I'm Rob Stats Guerrera. We'll talk later today.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This has been a Gold Standard Podcast Network production, part of the Fans First Sports Network.